Radio. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
You know, it's tough being a kid. Yeah, grown-ups are always telling us what to do. I can't wait till I get bigger. I can't wait until I'm a grown-up. I can't wait until I'm... president! Yeah, president! Nobody tells a president what to do. Someday, I'd like to be president. It's a job that's caught my eye. I know I'd enjoy being president. And here's the reason. President how to dress. No one bugs him if his Oval Office is a mess. No one tells him when it's time to mow the White House lawn. And if anybody tried to, you can bet they'd soon be gone. Bye-bye. No one tells the president not to slouch. No one says, don't put your feet on Mr. Lincoln's couch. Tells him company's here. Use your fork and spoon. Unless they want to be the next ambassador to the moon. No one tells the president. No one tells the president. No one tells the president what to do. No one tells the president not to run. No one says there's no dessert until that speech is done.
Morning on Twitter, President Trump, do you know he has a Twitter account? Okay. So this morning, after the Washington Post reported that special counsel Robert Mueller is floating the idea of subpoenaing the president, so after that, Trump ominously tweeted a quote from a former U.S. attorney who said, the president has unfettered power to fire anyone. And then another tweet he threatened to use the powers granted the presidency to stop this investigation if it keeps going much longer. And I guess some people are okay with that, with the president threatening to squash an ongoing investigation into his own possibly illegal actions. But hey, you know what? Democracy had a good run, and maybe it's time for us to try something else.
Now to the legal drama swirling around President Trump's attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, reaching a new level tonight over millions of dollars in payments and a serious allegation that Cohen was selling access to President Trump.
Millions of dollars for access to Trump, which is just bizarre, because I naturally assumed that you gained access to the president by finding a golden ticket in your MAGA hat. Oh, don't fall into the river of gravy, little Charlie, or you'll never be the next owner of the racism factory. Now, selling access is a serious allegation, and there is a lot that we still don't know here. What we can say is, shortly after Trump was elected, Michael Cohen suddenly started making a lot of money. It was apparently funneled through a shell company that he created called Essential Consultants, a company for which there is no logo, and even the name arouses suspicion. For starters, this company involves Cohen, who is absolutely not essential. He's also not a consultant. Plus, there's only one of him, so even the S in the company name is a big dumb lie. And Cohen's pitch to potential clients was pretty brazen.
A Republican strategist says his sales pitch went something like this, quote, "I don't know who's been representing you, but you should fire them all. I'm the guy you should hire. I'm closest to the president. I'm his personal lawyer."
And that is a little bit weird, because lawyers don't generally pitch themselves by offering up info on their other clients. It's like a doctor saying, if you hire me, I'll tell you about all of Larry King's birthmarks.
Well, Cohen got $500,000 from a Russian oligarch. Half a mil. Or as Donald Trump calls it, 3.5 porn stars.
And they insist that the oligarch had nothing to do with that payment and that they hired Cohen for his expertise. But what is Cohen an expert in exactly? And it wasn't just Columbus Nova. Big companies with business before the Trump administration gave money to Cohen, including a defense contractor, which paid him $150,000, and pharmaceutical giant Novartis, which agreed to pay him $1.2 million for advice on U.S. healthcare policies. But after only one meeting with him, this happened.
Novartis says it quickly realized Cohen could not provide them the insight they wanted on healthcare matters, and the decision was taken not to engage further. Already under contract, the company still paid Cohen nearly $1 million over the course of a year.
I mean, just think about that. They met Cohen once, and even though he still had months to go on his $1 million contract, they decided, let's never see this guy ever again. They basically paid $1 million not to talk to Michael Cohen, which, when you put it that way, actually starts to sound like kind of a bargain. And Novartis wasn't the only company who put a stupid amount of faith in Cohen's non-existent expertise.
A new report says that on the very first business day of the Trump administration, the president's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, signed a contract with AT&T to receive $600,000 to consult on long-term planning.
It's true. On the first business day of Trump's presidency, Cohen signed a deal with AT&T, who are currently trying to take over Time Warner, but they said they only paid him to better understand the president's thinking.
So there's only two possible explanations. Either AT&T was trying to secretly influence administration policy by funneling money to a shell company, or AT&T also had an affair with Stormy Daniels.
Now, we probably don't yet know the full significance of all of these payments, but I would argue that, at heart, these companies got exactly what they paid for, because they wanted to understand how the Trump administration worked. And think about it. They put their trust in a political novice who turned out to be a total moron, and it was actually just bilking them for personal gain. So you wanted to know how the Trump administration works? Congratulations, you just got a masterclass.
Now, I think about, like, being on the ocean on a boat, surrounded by water. Everywhere you look, you see water. In the same way, everywhere you look around this administration, you see unfathomable corruption. And when you look at the Michael Cohen story that was laid out in the long expose in the New York Times, I'll refrain from giving legal analysis, but I'll give some analysis from the perspective of a person who grew up in northern New Jersey. This guy is as mobbed up as Maury the wig maker was from Goodfellas.
Hey, guys, I've been looking all over for you. Jimmy, Henry, how are you? Merry Christmas. Hey, listen, I need the money. Maury, relax.
Relax, okay?
Jimmy, I need the money.
Relax, relax.
I'm relaxing. I need the money. I did what I had to do. I need the money.
Not tonight, Maury.
I did my caper. He owes me.
The corruption is everywhere. When you see companies like Novartis and AT&T, what you're seeing is the fundamental corruption of the American political system. You're seeing how deep, how rancid the swamp really is, and how much worse it is since Trump took office.
This November, Indiana will face an important choice. You can send a really incredible swamp person back to the Senate, like Joe Donnelly, or you can send us Republicans like Mike Braun to drain the swamp.
I'm sorry, but after all your scandals, the phrase drain the swamp is now devoid of all meaning. You might as well chant We Like Ike or Brooklyn Dodgers. Trump's cabinet has had one corruption scandal after another, and his personal fixer was literally selling access to the president.
And now what? You're going to clean up his little messes? You know how much grease he's getting? Millions, my friend. Millions. And you, the fixer? Hey, you're dressing like me. Right off the rack. I think you know how this is going to go down. Don't go down alone.
Trump didn't drain the swamp. He bottled it and sold it as Dr. Trump's miracle healing elixir. In his next sentence, Trump actually claimed that his administration was fighting corruption.
Under my administration, we're fighting against the lobbyists, the special interests, and the corrupt Washington politics.
I needed money because I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the
That's right, he fought corrupt Washington politics and replaced it with the only thing that's worse, corrupt New York politics. Seriously. Washington corruption used to be K Street lobbyists handing off bribes in parking garages. Now it's shady ambulance chasers with mob ties funneling money through real estate and taxi medallions. When the news about Cohen's secret payments first broke last week, Rudy Giuliani emerged from his coffin in the basement of a Grimaldi's and started calling reporters to try to explain. But he didn't exactly have his story straight. When Giuliani was first asked if Trump knew about the payments to Cohen, Giuliani told Time, "I have no idea. I doubt it." He then told the AP he knew nothing about it. Then he added, "I haven't talked to him in detail except for the first day it came out. When it first came out, he was surprised." Rudy tries out different answers like a janitor with too many keys. He never heard of Michael Cohen. He heard of him, but he doesn't like him. He's his best friend. Oh. Trump wants us to believe he didn't know anything about his personal lawyer selling access to his administration, just like he wanted us to believe he didn't know anything about the hush payment to Stormy Daniels. But if you replace Donald Trump with Hillary Clinton and essential consultants with the Clinton Foundation, Trump might have a very different take on whether this constitutes an illegal pay-for-play scheme.
Hillary is the one who engaged in a corrupt pay-for-play scheme at the State Department. And now there are 5 FBI probes into the Clinton Foundation. She engaged in corrupt pay-for-play at the State Department. Access and favors were sold for cash. It's called pay-for-play.
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 Pay-for-play. Pay-for-play. It's illegal.
Pay for play. It's called pay for play.
Pay for play was probably Michael Cohen's sales pitch. Of course, for the Trump administration, every day brings new frontiers of cruelty and heartlessness, whether it's separating children from their parents or mocking an ailing senator and war hero for his opposition to torture.
A White House official mocked Senator John McCain's brain cancer diagnosis at an internal meeting on Thursday, a day after the Arizona Republican announced his opposition to President Trump's nominee for CIA Director Gina Haspel. Special Assistant Kelly Sadler made the derisive comments during a closed-door White House meeting of about two dozen communication staffers on Thursday morning. Quote, it doesn't matter, he's dying anyway.
Wow, that is disgusting. And the Trump administration is absolutely horrified and saddened that that comment got out.
When one of your colleagues in the White House communications shop decided at a meeting to joke that John McCain's opinion doesn't matter because he's dying of brain cancer, do you think that was kind?
Look, I wasn't in the meeting. I didn't hear the comment.
Okay, but you've heard the comment now. Pardon me. Was it kind?
Right, but I don't know if the comment was even made or not. I can't confirm it. I wasn't in the meeting.
So you're denying that she said it?
No, I'm not denying it. I'm saying I wasn't in the meeting, and I can't talk about it.
Well, nobody's really denying it. She called Meghan McCain to apologize. So it sounds like she said it. Was it kind?
Again, I wasn't in the meeting. I don't know if it was said or not. All I can say is we don't comment on internal private meetings in the White House.
Man, you know it's bad when you're getting grilled by Fox and Friends.
President Trump on Twitter, quote,
the so-called leaks coming out of the White House are a massive over-exaggeration put out by the fake news media in order to make us look as bad as possible. And I know a thing or two about exaggeration. Did you see the size of my inauguration crowd? Unbelievable. Trump continued, with that being said, leakers are traitors and cowards, and we will find out who they are.
So if I understand this correctly, Trump says there is no problem, and the people responsible for that problem, he will personally disembowel. Is that what that means? Yeah? You can't say there's no problem, and also that you're solving the problem.
I just found out there's no Easter Bunny, and I'm gonna waterboard him until he admits he doesn't exist.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was apparently so upset that the comment got out that she called a meeting to talk about it. According to Axios, the visibly upset and furious Sanders told the group, I am sure this conversation is going to leak too, and that's just disgusting, according to a source in the room. Sanders' prediction came true. What follows below is a leak from that very intense meeting yesterday, according to five sources in the room. Amazing, she had a meeting about leaking that she predicted would leak, and the prediction about leaking leaked from five sources.
The leakers are leaking leaks about a meeting about what leaked.
This White House is so leaky, there are even leaks about why they're leaking. One leaker leaked. To be honest, it probably falls into a couple of categories. The first is personal vendettas, and two is to make sure there's an accurate record of what's really going on in the White House. Oh. Another official explained that staffers use leaks as weapons against each other, saying, you have to realize that working here is kind of like being in a never-ending Mexican standoff, a phrase that contains two of Trump's least favorite words, Mexican and stand. And one White House leaker says he leaked for the thrill, saying, it's like playing with matches. Now, the White House has tried desperately to identify the leakers, but at least one official has a system, saying, to cover my tracks, I usually pay attention to other staffers' idioms and use that in my background quotes. That throws the scent off of me. He added, sad, witch hunt, fake news, I want to sleep with a porn star. I wish I was married to Sean Hannity.
Sleeps onshore, it'll sail in backwards.
And Trump continued to celebrate Mother's Day in the traditional way with a trade war with China. Officials from the two countries have been negotiating furiously to avoid the worst-case scenario, and yesterday, Trump tweeted out this update. China and the United States
are working well together on trade, but past negotiations have been so one-sided in favor of China for so many years that it is hard for them to make a deal that will benefit both countries, but be cool. It will all work out.
Cool it, A-Rob. Cool it. Cool it.
Go, go, go. Yeah, yeah. Pow!
Since when does Donald Trump talk like a jet from West Side Story?
Be cool, boy. Easy action.
It makes sense. Trump's afraid of sharks, and Latinos. Trump probably had to tell his bros to chillax because of this tweet he had sent earlier.
President Xi of China and I are working together to give massive Chinese phone company ZTE a way to get back into business fast. Too many jobs in China lost. Commerce Department has been instructed to get it done.
What? That the who the how? During the campaign, Trump wouldn't shut up about how America's jobs were being stolen by China. Do you remember this?
China has taken millions of jobs, thousands of factories. What they've done to us, it's actually, I thought about it the other day, it's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
We're living through the greatest jobs theft in the history of the world.
They've taken our jobs, they've taken our base, they've taken our manufacturing all over the place. China is eating our lunch. They are absolutely killing us.
The point is, this is directly opposed to everything Trump said. I can't wait for his next tweet.
Have you heard about all the problems in Mexico? We have got to let these good people into our country. Build the ramp.
And make no mistake, ZTE is no friend of the U.S. In fact, the FBI, CIA, and the NSA have publicly accused the company of allowing its devices to be used by the Chinese government to spy on Americans. And as an American, I do not want some Chinese company spying on me. I want
Facebook to do it. ZTE is only in financial trouble because they admitted to making illegal shipments to Iran and North Korea. So the Trump administration banned American companies from selling its components. Now you can't just reverse your own penalty. Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? You were doing 90 in a school zone. But you seem upset. You want to drive my car? It's got lights and everything. But now it all makes sense. Because Trump tweeted out that announcement a mere 72 hours after the Chinese government agreed to put $500 million into an Indonesian project that will personally enrich, any guesses? Donald Trump. He's not even trying to be subtle. Meet me outside the parking garage in broad daylight. I'll be the one shouting, I'm taking bribes over here. Turns out, it is shocking. It turns out the Trump Organization is getting money from the developer of a theme park resort outside of Jakarta, who has a deal to license the Trump name to the resort. Why would you want Trump's name on your theme park? Is the theme bankruptcy? So the world's on fire. But at least we know Donald Trump is getting good advice from the best people. For example, Fox News host and hurtful Irish stereotype, Sean Hannity.
We're learning things about what President Trump does before bed at night, and it's even worse than you think.
This week's New York Magazine reports that Trump and the Fox News host, Sean Hannity, speak on the phone most weeknights. The report also quotes a former White House official who says Hannity and Fox create a feedback loop that puts Trump in a, quote, weird headspace, adding, quote, what ends up happening is Judge Jeanine Pirro or Hannity fill him up with a bunch of crazy expletive and everyone on staff has to go and knock down all the expletive fires they started.
Okay, okay, you have to admit it's cute that these two talk before bed every night. Yeah, they're like eight-year-old treehouse buddies with those cans on strings, you know, gossiping about which girls they secretly paid off. But that feedback loop part is really weird for me, right? They're saying that President Trump says something outlandish to Hannity on the phone. Hannity then repeats it on TV, and then Trump watches that and goes, you see, exactly, that's what I was saying! White House staff know that the calls happen thanks to the president entering a room and announcing, I just hung up with Hannity, or even ringing Hannity up from his desk in their presence. How are you both the president and a star? How? Like, no other world leader does that, you realize it. Putin's never talking to his assistant like, not a big deal, but I was at party with actor who plays Sheldon on Big Bang. Yeah. Yeah, Elon Musk and Grimes there too, just saying. Yeah, yeah.
The exclusive audio of the president and Sean Hannity's Pillow Talk.
Mr. Trump, how are you, sir?
Hi, Sean. Where are you? What are you doing?
Talking to you.
I've been watching you.
Thank you, as always.
So beautiful.
Listen, I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you to death.
You like me, and I like you.
I love you.
I wanted to say hello. How's the weather?
Stormy.
Now we can talk about this.
What a great guy.
I think I'm better looking than he is.
I don't think many can disagree.
You know, I've lost a lot of weight.
What's your favorite workout?
Hamburger and pasta and French fries, steak.
What's your favorite steak?
Bacon.
Nailed it.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.